Let me try again.
Good. Where's the kiss before?
So we don't have the
car.
Good?
The car.
How long are the phones?
A little.
How long do you get a typical?
At least this is his.
What?
His in laws are
virtual. My in
laws are virtual.
You were shopping now?
Has everybody
in the room given a new app? I don't know, he's getting married to
it. Wait, so what are you,
Black hair, black hair. Shane, you nervous?
Yeah.
Can you give everybody the new app on Mazel Tov? He's getting married to it.
Everyone, Jax will say he's available.
So I'm here on Sundays, not on Mondays.
You're not doing it, right? You're not doing it.
That's really the chonu mishena that can try to help us avoid the Yetzer Hara really coming to us face to face. Nevada, everyone has nesuinus that it doesn't also the gedarim don't stand. There are nesuinus that Ri'is and Machshavis are nichnas into our tum, into within our Machshavis and our nine. And a lot of we have to try to understand how to deal with the Yetzer when the Yetzer comes to our Pesach. So tonight we want to talk about the Be'emes straight out. It's not really doing justice. That's in Tzasugi Rechava, but Lashlom is a sugya. Definitely we have to discuss, we have to talk about this. It is a sugya of what we saw in the Vengena a few weeks ago, in the Iker Vazir Zachet. Vengena says, he's Metayah, how the Yitzhara overcomes a person. He's being Metayah, it's a tzaddik who's Nichshal Bechet, once or two or three times. And the way the Rabbinian of Atar is, he says that the Torah was misgabron. And the Lashon Rabbinian over there was blowing me hair, ligar v'yam hatayv. The Lashon Rabbinian. And he wasn't quick to shry, to scream. So scream is the exact translation of ga'ara. He wasn't goyer v'yam hatayv v'yichart. Had he been goyer v'yam hatayv, he would have been machved ol yamatayv. So with that, then b'shayis shas ma'is, it sounds like there's something you do. It's a yamatayv, a gigantic yam. Ever with the ga'ara, you could push it totally dry up ol yam. So what is this we're talking about? What is this ga'ara? What is this ga'ara? Similar lashon is mentioned in Beinu B'chayi. In Beinu B'chayi, in Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Yudzayin. Beinu B'chayi, Beinu B'chayi, he learns the pasuk in Nitzavim, which talks about. The Yidden Klai is also Peirah, Roish, Vel'anah. And then the Chai talks about somebody who is full with Machshavas Chet, the Ruhi Chet. In the beginning of the Chai comes to explain the Chaymer in Indian of Ruhi Ruhi Avera. Is that Ruhi Ruhi has a certain effect. When the Ruhi brings it in a Machshava, or a Machshava Alein, without a Ruhi. So Chazal Niyah is a special Chaymer to a Machshavas Avera. Chazal said, "Huhuri Maver, Kosha Maver." Very hard thing to understand. Huhuri Maver, many few places in Chazal. Huhuri Maver, Kosha Maver. One of the Pshatim, Meir Lechai, there's a few Pshatim. One of the Pshatim, Meir Lechai explains, what is the Pshat, Huhuri Maver, Kosha Maver? The Pshat is, by us, everything is Chashivas, the world Hamaisa. When we see a physical act, when we see something, a product that we have to show, that's taken us a lot of mock and that has a lot of significance. The Machshava is fleeting, it's not recorded, it's not over the mice in the nefesh of the person, in the nefesh inside, that whole system inside. In that chelik of the mensch, the hearer has a tremendous pa'ula, even a stronger, maybe in a certain way, a stronger pa'ula than a mice. It's rather true every time you do a mice, it's a certain gemiras das. Certain gemiras das that brings the machshava in a stronger way. But the etzem, what's poiled the ikar and the nefesh, is tafka lo yilam machshava. And the Rebbe Mechaya says, and this pasuk is poiled, you can mamash see this many places, many expressions of this in life. When a person thinks about something, it connects him. Hear her is a double lashon, hear her. The connection, it gives a person tremendous connection to almost like chewing a cud. When a cow chews his cud, a thought. A person's maharan a thought. He chews it over and over and over again. It connects him, mebuchinas as nefesh, to the machshava that he's thinking about. And atke dekach, he says that many mefarshim say, hearer be'etzem, kumat will always bring some sort of pre. A hearer, that's the perirush, v'la'ana. Actually, this is the sherush. The hearer will kumat always bring some sort of perirush later on. That means, you connect so much to the machshava that you were thinking about, your lave and your machshava get so connected to it that the subconscious way it's going to come out somewhere later. It's going to express itself. It's going to, that rotzen that was connected is going to later on come out. One dogma in our sukkah, as I'll say, Shelo yaharer biyoyim biyoyim that they carry the line. Shelo yaharer biyoyim biyoyim that they carry the line. That's what happens. The person has a hearer biyoyim. And he doesn't even realize the process, but what happens is he's conceiving some sort of, he's getting connected to some dismachshava. Later on it has expression. He's over the cure, but like, there's a tremendous connection that there is with the machshava. A person pasha gets connected, only we'll speak the hemshik a little bit. The whole velt of advertisement works this way. The whole musik of advertisement works this way. What they do is they find a way to be mapil, to be machnes into your head, your cup, a machshava. And bless the Eidin, you don't think about it too much in the beginning, you just think about it. You don't even realize the next time you walk into the store, son, you choose the exact thing. That's the Kayachav here, the Kayachav Machshav. This is a chelik of the Kayachav Machshav, we'll get to Hemshech. Or even call it that's a Kayachav Machshav. Hemshech, the Bin Machai, yes, it says terrible things about the Shurish per Rishon Lam. So you ask the question that everyone always asks. Hey, Chianesh HaKosev, Allah here, B'loi Maisa, how is this such tremendous Oinshim or Oinshim Bechlal al hear b'lei ma'isa. Ki bevade eino odom yochal lishloi ba'atzmoi shelo yala b'libay machshov is rois. Vim kein lama yana shamash eina b'yot. In fact, the Bein HaLechai question that we all have. Is that on a ma'isa? I decided to go do it. On a machshova. On a machshova. How could the Torah be manish? How could the Torah hold us culpable and responsible for our machshovas? So there is a little rikas. Tonight I don't have, we're not going to concentrate so much tonight. He does talk about it. He says that to a certain extent machshavas are in the bechira of a person. A person can make hachonis. He can make hachonis whether or not to what he's going to be thinking about. It has to do a little bit, we spoke about the last two topics, the last two chalakim we spoke about a little bit. Liman HaTorah, connection to Liman HaTorah and Kedusha. It has a little bit to do, but I want the hemshich. He says, he fears us, he says. However, if a person tried to appear himself in an oifen, they shouldn't come to machshavas. V'mbosa ha-machshava ha-ro. However, it happens to everybody. They made all the preparations, they did all the tachsisim and the tachbulis. And Machshava comes. His lashon is mamish, mamish, mamish. Parallel to Rabbi Yehuda's lashon. And ba'osam machshava ra, what should he do? She yigarba. You have a choice. It seems to be in Rabbi Yehuda that there's a certain point where the machshava enters your mind, and you're talking not yet maybe held totally. It sounds, of course, not totally responsible. Not totally responsible. That machshava, but you at that point you have a bechira to be goyer, to shry, to scream at the machshava. Shem einai goyer bav. He omed this beliboy. He nehunet. That's really where the Einish comes from. The Einish comes from at that point, that shlaf, that point in the battle, in the Mechon, where you let the Makshav, you lose the Makshav, you lose the Riyah, and you're not Goyerbo, that is the Einish. So, Chafei Tzimon Ladas, what is this Ga'ara of Rabbi Yehuda, what is this Ga'ara that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about? Rambam, we really quoted in the beginning, the first or second line. Rambam, say folks in the voice. Talk to Rambam. A tefillah min atumas. He's talking about halacha de getefillah from tumah. Tumah, the Masharis, from his mates. Mechlal hachukim. She'ein hatumah. It's a kosev. She'ein hatumah tit. So yeah, it's not physical dirt. She'tav or b'mayim. The water is going to cleanse it. Elek zeres hakosev. V'adavar toli b'kavonah salif. There's a tanai. There's a certain tanai that you have to have kavonah, a certain amount, level of kavonah for a tefillah to be metayim. V'afal pikein remez yesh b'dov. Dr. Rambam, even though be'etzim zezer zekos of this netoichin of the content of the idea of tefillah, there's a remez, there's lukfrons. What's the remez? K'shem shemechavin liboy l'taher. Just like a person who has tumah sheretz, and he's mechavin liboy l'taher, he's mechavin to be metar in the mikvah. Kivon shetov al tiher. He went into the mikvah, he jumps in the water, he's metar. V'afal pishol ezchadish b'gufoy dover. He didn't change nothing. Nothing changed happened. Kach hamechavin liboy l'taher nafshoy mitumoy sanefoshes. Someone who's mitar, who's mechavin liboy l'taher nafshoy mitumoy sanefoshes. The sugi we're dealing with. Shehein machshavoy sa oven v'deyos arayz. Machshavos of chait and deyos arayz. Kivon, he says two to nine here. Kivon shehiskin beliboy lifroish me'oyis aneitzes. First of all, he came to hachlota, a commitment. Askama belay means a commitment. I don't know, the decision means a commitment. Lifroish me oison eitz. To separate yourself and be purish in his eitzes. Behavi nafshoi b'mei hadas. What is the mikvah? The kavona is the askama belibo, but the mikvah is to bring yourself into mei hadas, dear. Tire yourself, that itself is a ma'isa tire. The tefillah, the immersing yourself in the mei hadas. That is mitar oneself from his machshavas of him from the day of his. Oheim er v'zarakti aleichem ayim term t'ra'atim kol t'meseichem kol t'meleichem atar eschem. So first of all, suit Sveizachim. Avada the Rambam is talking about also someone already who was nichsha. No shayla. Avada the Rambam is talking about someone who was nichsha. Maybe next week we're going to speak a little about that. But poshit, that Avada the Rambam helps also for the second we're talking about. If you have the knisa, the etzahara of Arayas who's already nichnas by you, the oifin to be nitzal from the etzahara of Arayas is the mehadas. Mehadas avada is what we spoke about in a few vada we spoke about, it's vada limiter, but avada also means there's a koyach called koyach hadas. A koyach hadas, memsholes hadas, the koyach has seichel. I want to see more a little bit what exactly the type of me'adas is. But the koyach ha'seichel, the shteik malal esfar, is the ga'ara. That is the ga'ara of the yam ha'taiva. The yam ha'taiva comes to the mensh with a koyach called dimi. It's a koyach called dimi. And the ga'ara is using the seichel, using the das, the koyach ha'das, koyach ha'seichel of the mensh. That poshet screams, poshet draws away, shries, like screaming at kids, like, run away. The Pasha Diyam HaTayim, the Pasha Diyam HaTayim. Let's try to understand, so back up a little, let's understand a little bit what Dimyan is, what Seichel is, and we'll open up the circle. We spoke about it. Avada, the Yetzirah of Arayas, needs And the koiches he uses is, he uses the koich ha-cheser, ha-chisar. The reconnaissance that there isn't a mensch. A mensch has a koich in him that feels a lack, his nefesh feels that it needs to be in his mali. The leiv ponim ben ha-chochma feels it needs to be in his mali, it's looking for something. The Eitzor uses that. That's his koyach. That's his koyach. He comes to drive. He uses that. But what does he do? He offers you start. He offers you to jump into fire. No. The Eitzor has a gaval and a shutif. This is the medium. The gas he uses is the fact that you have a drive. Yeah, you have this drive. But the medium that he uses to attack you every time is the koyach. Come out every time is the koyach. Koyach adimim is the emtsoi that the yam ha-taiva uses in order to come. To the person to come to the mensch with the gavalda that hatsa. That is lemaisa, the bitzua, the mevatzea, that is what brings home and brings the person to him. Shkin Sferno. Parsha v'sharosha, sharosha v'vechet, chet eitzadas v'nochash, Shkin Sferno per gimel, reishas, v'sagal. You say this is the Svarno, the Hagdar, the Yitzhar. What is the Yitzhar? The Koyach of the Yitzhar. Anocha she'orah mikol chayes ha-soda she'osa Hashem alikim. Chazal say, Anocha shu ha-Yitzhar. Who sotan, who Yitzhar? Rav ha-hezek imi yutei yisenir. This is an imik. The marshal Anocha is very, compared to the damage that Anocha could do, comparatively, it's very, very, not apparent. They're much bigger animals. They don't do nearly the amount of damage that the Nachash does. The Nachash is barely seen, barely apparent. They can do so much damage. The Yitzhar is like that. You don't see it. This is common dvarim, but he brings a gavali gazach. What does it mean, the Nachash, the Yitzhar? He brings a pirkei der blazer. For our new Chazal, shoyish samoel roichavala. Chazal, what do you say? Taich, the Nachash, the Yitzhar. It doesn't mean the Nachash is the Yitzhar. It means there's a shutfis between the Yitzhar and the Nachash. Samoel, which is the Yitzhar, is actually riding on top of the Nachash. What does that mean? So, as far as it's attached. What does it mean? There's a shutfis between the Yitzhar and the Koyach Adimim. The Yitzhar without the Koyach Adimim, he's a half, he's a plug wolf, he's not gonna. His Iker Pulo, he needs the Koyach Adimim. Attach it up as a. Sha Koyach HaMis'ave HaMachti, the Koyach HaMis'ave, Koyach HaMachti, Yase Ze Be'emsois HaKoyach HaMadam, which is what we just said. The way he causes a mensch to be chayti is be'emtzoi, is the medium of the koyach ha-medama, koyach ha-dimin. Dimin, in English, is imagination. So we use the translation, imagination, the koyach, and the person's seichel, which is his koyach of imagination. He takes the koyach of medame, ha-moivel elov, dimyoine ha-tanugim ha-chamir, that brings and shoots to the person, dimyoine, pictures, fantasies of tanugim ha-chamir, all the physical desires. Hamatim miderech hashleimus, that veer the person off from the derech hashleimus, the mechuvin be'eis hakel yizbar. Ki omno, because indeed hakoyach hamisavim dimyoni hatanugim evayim hamayvilim elav yiris as a shar fishprach. Hey mitzavim lekoychayis hagashmiyis hapoyos. They're like a sergeant. Sergeant sends out commands. They command lekoychayis hagashmiyis, they command your lave, your hands. All they've harmed the body to do exactly what they want. Umachtiim kavonis urotzen akel yisbach. Machtiim, it's the lashon machtiim, it's entirely missing the target. They end up causing you, as a person, to miss the target of your life. When is that? If you're so, it's kishelo yiskoinim aleyem hakoyach hasichli v'yim chabeh. Here is the Sforno, this we want. This is the Sforno, a taich in what that means. Zok the Sforno, when does this all happen? When is the koyach demon could be shaylin on the person? When the seichel is not going to stand up on this koyach means he wrecks himself on top of it. Beyim chaber, he has a koyach to be moichev. When he's a koyach to be moichev vayistois, then this koyach hamedame is no koyach. But because man that the koyach has seichel is not moichev in the koyach hamedame, in the yitzhara with the koyach hamedame, then you lost. You have someone who's poshut commanding you, and you're going to listen to his orders. He says, "Mavakashah, I'll do whatever you want." And kama the koyach haseichel is not going to call God the koyach hadimin. So he's lost. Just give it a tzir. I want to open up the signal of a tzir. Pashut, let's go back to our example from the advertisement. A person sees a kishmaka picture of a can of Coke, all the water dripping down. Kishmaka picture. And he has a tzir in his head. Koyach of the imagination. There's a koyach in the person's mind. Chatzit, sees it. And he has that picture in his head. the next time that he feels a little bit like, you know, with a little joy inside. That I'm not even talking about anything who's thirsty. Okay, someone's thirsty. Well, Avdavki is majorly thirsty. So he could go with that. But next time he feels a little bit. So the way the Kayakha type works and it throws in that. This is we don't lose so much on the can of Coke, just giving it to you. He throws in right away that picture. And if that picture is shaf in your mind, clear, standing very clear in your mind, but shaf, and you feel like that, you're lost. Yeah, it's here. And that's what the seichel really, which instructs the body to do, shows that this clearly this is going to make you feel gishmak about yourself. Kemat, the Kayakh Adimin, Kemat, Iker, the first shlav the Kayakh Adimin, it always shows you two different pools. It shows you how gishmak something is going to be when you engage yourself, indulge yourself in the taiva. Either you show the picture of you yourself that have done that once, or somebody else when he indulges himself in that taiva. Or mitzad sheni, it's the same thing. The other side of it, he shows you how nebuch it was at a time when you didn't indulge yourself in that taiva, or someone else. One of those two pictures. It's good. He just shows you a picture of like sitting there, nebuch. Or he shows you a picture of hagishmak. You have this vivid seer in your dimin. Then you're a worst case. This is what he does. He gave example. He does this for the Kayakha type also. Kayakha type gets to that rest. Come out. Everyone in this room, Zichr, has. In this Tzadik words, as he asked the table, everyone has some sort of tzir, tzirachik. The Yetzirah has. Brings in a tzir, any sort of tzir that you have. Some people more, some people less. And if a person, the seichel is not miskinu on it. So you told us that. This is the Kayakha of the Dibi. And the Kayakha of the Seichel could be miskinu in the Goyer in the Kayakha Dibi. How does that work? This you want to, the Fateh something, the Taichin, this is why. So before, it's a little bit, I'm going to be honest, it's a little bit not fear, because it seems like we're talking about this one sugya. It seems like it's a sugya that you could work on, like in a small amount of time. The Taichin is a sugya, Arucha, it's a sugya b'fnei atzmo. There's no way a person could say, that with Tzorich, the Sugi, Yitzhak Darayas, I'm going to start using my Seichel. It doesn't work that way. Using the Kayakha Seichel as opposed to Kayakha Dimin is a Mahalakha Adam. This is a Volba has a Kuntris. It's called Pirkei Kinyan Adat. It's all Kuntris. It's like we'll put it in the Sefer. Small Sefer. Pirkei Kinyan Adat. He has a Gevaldig Diyuk in this Rambam. This Rambam we just read before. Rambam says, someone who wants to be purged, wants to retire himself from the tomb of Sanafoshas, Machshov, Saroyas. So he has to be machnis atzmoi lemehadas. So this is Litnu Rambam Matifkai. What is it called? Mehadas. It doesn't say machnis atzmoi das. It doesn't say start thinking. It says machnis atzmoi lemehadas. And there's a parallel, there's an analogy in the Rambam to a mikveh. A mikveh, Alam of Orshim Shteit, the idea of a mikveh, part of the idea of a mikveh is that Be'etzam is a different, Yam and Yabosha are two different elements of Kiyum of life. There are certain being nivroim that live in Yabosha. There are certain nivroim that live in Yam. A mensh b'etzem doesn't have a key of etzem. And a Yam, for long, etzem. Doesn't have a key of etzem. Part of the idea of that is not a sugi, it's part of the idea of a mikveh is to mishayich yourself to a mokum, to a Yam, to a body of water. That's just that dumb that Rav Volba is trying to say. Rav Volba says, the idea when the Rambam says mehadas, das is not just a pool I decide I'm going to start thinking about exercise my body. Das is another element of life. Das is another surah zachayim, it's a different realm and dimension of thinking. In a person's mind, the person has two facets of his mind, vayif and klali. So on a sheer amount of function the person has in mind. But vayif and klali, you can imagine there's a chiluk of the mind, that's the seichel, and the chiluk of the mind, that's the dimin, imagination. And these two kaychas are fighting over the person's seichel. Constantly, and it's poshut that 99% of 9 of the briyas and come out of everybody really over the time with shiluch on a person's mind is kayakha dimin. What's roving, what's dominating a person's mind is the kayakha dimin. What's the assumption of the kayakha dimin means? But the facet of the person's mind is the kayakha dimin. Kol's mind that a person's living, but if you call it before the Yetzirah comes to him with the machshavah sechet. Kol's mind that can say their yoim yoim. You're living always b'dimin. You never develop in regular, simple decisions, talking to people, thinking how you approach things, how you look at the signs on the way up to the mirror. If you look at it with a dimyan, if you're always immersed in dimyan, so of course, you're not going to be able to pull some pull out your seichel when the Yetzirah comes with some geshmaka juicy zafu. Of course you're not going to be able to pull it out. In order to make way in the sugya, you have to be machnis yourself into mei hadas. You have to bring yourself into a realm. You have to start developing as a ma'alach achayim to be a bar seichel, not a bar dimyon. To be a mensch that lives al pi seichel, who doesn't live al pi dimyon. So again, it's a little bit not fear. Maybe someone to work on the sugya a little bit. Maybe whet people's appetite to work on the sugya. Kapara, just a little bit tonight, a little bit to be matar. What is seichel? What is dimyon? Why it's so important for us? Rabbi Sol says in Igris. Rabbi says a pasha the base. We don't have time to remark the whole thing. Rabbi says a base like a door. What the meaning is and what seichel is. Ha'odam, beginning of Igris and Ha'odam chavshi b'dimyoni v'asar b'miskal. That itself is the first ikar of the whole patch. Everything is a period of that. The theft of dimin is chavshi, free. No bounds, bound to nothing, free, freelancing. The seichel is punk lacher. Seichel bound, binds a person. A dimyon leads a person wildly wherever his heart wants to go. And I can't read the whole thing. Let's just get a little bit of a basic definition of a seichel and a dimyon. Dimyon, the story of dimyon is it's the koyach of imagination that a person is. If you'll be mafkin a little bit in this binding, every time dimyon is being pulled, so many expressions in life. There's a chiluk of the seichel pashuk, which b'cheftza, the definition of it is not attached to mitzvahs. It's based on different parts of mitzvahs, different parts of things you've seen in your life. But in the full picture, it has absolutely nothing to mitzvahs and feeds off being not connected to mitzvahs. Just like you have a musik of games, you could go to an arcade game, right? That's like something that's totally not a mitzvahs. That's a tzir of what dimin is. Dimin be'etzem, the whole cheftza of a dimin, is an escape from mitzvahs. That's what dimin is. Seichel is a punfaket. Seichel is something that's attached 100% to Matisse. It's attached to real, true life, what's happening on. And it puts everything in its, and everything that goes back and it measures everything up to the Matisse. That's what Seichel does. They'll bring it out, bring it out from Shom. Marshall off, basic. So it's being really down. A person sees, someone walks into the room, the guy's worth a few $1 million. Well, like everyone has a Mashiach to be like this person. He's covered, comes in, a millionaire. The Baal Dimyon sees the person, anyone who sees the person, he also has an Asara, has a Cheshek to be like it. The Baal Dimyon sees the person, right away he starts thinking about how Gishmak will be to be a millionaire. He starts picturing himself being a millionaire, sitting on a yacht, going into this hotel. Everyone has their own Dibmois, what they want to have. Dimyon starts going, that 10 minutes, he's like that, he's endangered. At the end, maybe, after having such Gishmak Dimyon, maybe at the most he'll be Mashkiah. What will invest the whole thing? Maybe he'll buy a lottery ticket to the $10 million lottery. That's the most that will come after his Dimyon. His Dimyon, did it advance him anywhere? Did he use his Kayach HaSeichel to make him bring him any closer to being a millionaire? Absolutely not. The Dimyon did, this is the Kayach HaDimyon, it leaves you exactly where you started. It doesn't advance you, keeps there sometimes. He started with, he saw a millionaire, maybe he had a chukka to be like him. And the demon took him absolutely nowhere. It just left him thinking about that in a very unrealistic way. And at the end of the day, he does not feel bad about himself. He buys a lottery ticket. What does the Bar Seichel do? The Bar Seichel, every time they see something, first of all, the first thing they do is the Koyach called Menateach. First of all, he dissects. He thinks of that. He says, one second, this person was a millionaire. How did he become a millionaire? How did he do it? Right away, he starts thinking about Metzias the Goyfin. He starts thinking, how did he become a millionaire? He starts dissecting. Let me think, what did he do? When did he do? Where did he do? What? Then he's very realistic. He goes back to who am I? Am I in a position, first of all, right now where I could even start doing these things? And then he starts planning. That's always a he starts planning. Push it, a tiny bit of a. These are, I just gave you two pictures of two different people in life. Just two different people in life. Every way they look at every situation in life, the Bar Seichel, I don't know if it'll always be on, but the Bar Seichel's on, that's the way he looked at something. And the Bar Dimyon. It's not like that. The Koyach HaTaiva Pashut goes wild on the Koyach HaDimyon. That's what it rides on. It rides on the Koyach HaDimyon. And Dessler has its ear someplace. Classic ear. Smoker. Smokes. Guy's being soivel geferlich from shortness of breath. He sleeps every hour and a half. He's waking up, coughing. Geferlich. Finally, that one night, he says, that's it. Yeah, I had it. He commitment. He's tomorrow. He's that. He's being good. He's not smoking tomorrow. But he's getting up tomorrow. So what happens? The beginning is commitment. An hour, two after 2.5 hours over the year. This is about a sugya of addiction. This is a sugya of fiance me a little bit. But the addiction kitzur is a much bigger, over magnified sugya of feeling the chesaron that we spoke about a few weeks ago. He feels starts feeling a tremendous lack. But again, the lack itself doesn't tell you to live your whole life with breathing problems. It's not going to tell you. It's not going to go on the way. How does he get to take the cigarette? It doesn't deal with the mitzvahs. It says it takes away from Pashuk what happened in the past. 40 years he's been sleeping with these things. Pashuk, it's a chesed. It's able to disconnect from what happened. And it starts thinking for a second. It starts saying, 1 second. One cigarette for sure can't be bad. One cigarette for sure. If you go in a mitzias, you would go for a second. Again, mitzias, the cook would say, what happened the last 10 times I did one cigarette? But at that point, the seichel is not. And when dimin is dominating a person, seichel, it's not shayach, it's a steer to seichel. Seichel is not there before. It can't be nichzant at the root mona. So he's in a tzir where he's thinking about one cigarette could so easily take me out of it. So he gives into one cigarette. Then it happens, second cigarette, third cigarette. So that's the time he's a third cigarette. The person says, "Say it. I already forget about it. I lost it today, and he's finished." B'chayis v'chalilu. This is the way. This is the way the Pirach HaDinim works on a person. The seichel is pokfaker. The seichel doesn't let a person. It says the report. Book report. It's gonna be due on Monday. What do you go? What are you going to the football game? Wake up! Realize! So if the worst thing you're going to miss is the book report, it's not so bad. But life, you grow older. There are other things, you know? Stop missing the book report. Forget to your kids. Forget to your wife. Forget to you, to your life. There are things that are much more important than the book reports. Dimin and Seichel is a way of life. It's a way of a person who constantly, his mind is shaylik, chaps the situation, and starts attaching to the metzias, starts thinking, how does it connect to me? Where does it connect to me? This is a person who lives b'nei hadas. It's not so geschmack because it binds a person. A person doesn't like it. A person likes to escape. Look at that. I mean, our whole society is based upon escape. People could spend 10 hours watching this ridiculous television that the whole mitzvah is the chefetz of it is called kulay to escape. So that's a pelinu. People, there's a tremendous. Tremendous time. One of the Agresa Chacham, one of the big oimik in the time of Dvarim Taylor. There's an oimik. People speak Dvarim Taylor. People speak Dvarim Taylor for 6, 7, 8 hours. So what does it come from? There's a title to speak about absolutely nothing. There's absolutely zero ramifications on life. Will add up to absolutely nothing. I don't have to answer to somebody what I'm going to say. Will it make a difference? Won't make a difference. No one's going to think twice. No one's going to think twice. These are all. Pu'ulas in the person that are kashur to the Koyach HaDimin. The Koyach HaDimin in the Seichel is that good. It likes to exist in a way that roves wildly without any connection. Not kashur to the tzitz. Not much like in a dream. In a dream, that's when the tzir of the Koyach HaDimin running without Koyach HaSeichel. Even when you're up, you can be part of the Koyach HaDimin. Nachzom Nenenu, this Koyach of the Seichel, that's the Koyach HaDimin. If that's shilin in a person, and the Yitzhar comes to you, the answer is, you're Kamat Lost. Because the Seichel, if you don't, again, if your person doesn't live up to Seichel, so the Mechatesi now all of a sudden is going to be able to be Miskayim. How is he going to be able to Miskayim and be Meicha and be Goyer? But this is the Ga'ara that we need. This is the Ga'ara that we need. Because the second, this is the Ga'ara, the second, so clear, the second the Seichel starts thinking in any sort of Lemaisadik way, so the Pituyim of the Yitzhar, and the sugya of the rice, and then the sugya, they fall in a second. He tells you, you should go, yeah, it's kedai to you to look, and this and this and this. The person starts thinking, lemaisa, what am I going to get from that? Seichel, one of the things that Seichel has. Seichel, for Kurt, is one of the things that Yisrael says over here. The Seichel also, it records for itself, tziyurim of yourself. This is Gval, this is very chashan, our sugya. You have to have tziyurim of yourself, how empty you felt the last time you gave into your life. Tziyurim of other people, how empty they felt the last time you gave into their life. When the Yitzhar comes to you with this dimyon, all of a sudden you pop up and you say, what do you mean? It's not worth anything. What's gonna bring me? Is it gonna bring me absolutely nothing? I'm gonna feel like poshut an oisvarf. I'm gonna feel empty as an empty anything. I'm going to feel nothing. The seichel is able to jump on the demon, and the demon has nothing more to offer. The Yetzirah and the Raya has nothing more to offer. This is the Ga'ara. The Ga'ara of the Yetzirah Seichel. That's what they're being yoyin and being mechayni. That if you clear, if you're able to activate your seichel, if you're able to activate the seichel, that's very grounded to Metzius. Starts thinking, okay, so when I come back to real life, where's that going to take me? What's that going to do for you? What's that going to do for me? If you have that pula of your seichel activated, then the demon is going to possibly be buckling. That is the guard. But, and this is what it wants, you can't, it's not something you just like turn on. If you're not margul yourself in a regular mahalach hachayim, in a regular mahalach hachayim of behadas, to make yourself a person who's a bar seichel, he looks at things, he thinks about things, he thinks, he doesn't let himself push it. Okay, then he mentions a mensch, you can't, not 24 hours of the day, you can't be constantly using your seichel. But, could work on it slowly, a person has to make himself into a bar das and a bar seichel. Someone who's machnas himself into mehadas, then he has the ability that when it comes to him, when the Yitzhar the Raya comes to him with the dimin, he can turn on, activate the seichel, and that can make him go, oru. And he can be the maher ligar bi amataiva vi charef.